Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. Mike Wobshaw with Vikings.com handles the Verizon winning formula, and we will attack a couple of things. Like the Raiders are going to attack the Minnesota Vikings this evening, specifically with former Viking Christian Ponder, who is the backup quarterback to Derek Carr. Christian was 6 of 8 with a touchdown and an interception in his Raiders debut last week against St. Louis. How do you counter Ponder this evening on a night he and former Vikings offensive coordinator Bill Musgrave, who now leads the Raiders offense, they're going to try to let it all hang out tonight, Wobby?
It's a preseason game, but this one matters to those guys, you would imagine. And, you know, the one thing that comes naturally to Christian Ponder is his ability to keep a play alive. He has some athleticism. So when his first read isn't there and his second read isn't there, or if his pass protection breaks down, he can get out of it and extend the play, throw on the run, or make a play with his legs. So I think if you're a pass rusher, if you're Everson Griffin or Danielle Hunter or whoever happens to be in the game for the Vikings when Ponder's also in the game, I think if your initial rush does not work, you have to stay alive on the play and get off of your block, because you may wind up chasing Ponder down the line of scrimmage or even down the field. So Christian does a good job of keeping the play alive and trying to find his third or fourth read or make a play with his legs. So you can't give up on a play.
Offensively for the Vikings, the team has scored 5 offensive touchdowns through the first 2 preseason games. 2 at Canton, 3 at home against the Buccaneers. 4 tonight would be great to continue the progression. How does that happen?
Well, I think they have to be better on the early downs, Paul, because we've been in a lot of third and longs.
Yeah.
And that's really stalled some drives. And luckily we've had Blair Walsh to come on and he hit 2 field goals last week, so that was great. And you love seeing Blair hit those field goals, but you'd love even more to see the first team offense particularly finish drives with touchdowns.
Yes, sir.
If they can be better in those early downs and have some third and shorts, I think they'll be able to convert those, extend drives, and then perhaps score some touchdowns. And then you love to see the explosiveness. I thought in the first game, Teddy in particular was efficient. But in the second game against Tampa Bay, he was explosive with completions of 18, 24, and 26 yards. I think if you put enough of those on tape, you're going to start scoring touchdowns.
Earlier in the show, we had an in-depth conversation with Vikings defensive coordinator George Edwards in his second year here, and we talked about rookie cornerback Trey Waynes. What is your standpoint on Trey and the winning formula for his evening tonight against the Raiders?
Well, you hear coaches talk all the time about they just want to see guys continue to improve and get better each week. So how do you assess that as you're watching the game? Well, I think one way would be, even if he gives up a completion, you want him to be right there in the neighborhood to stop the play immediately after the catch. Yes, eventually you want to get to a point where you're not even allowing completions, but let's not see any more of those wide open receivers who make catches for 20 plus yard gains. You want to have Trey in the neighborhood making tackles. I'd also like to see him get his nose in the run game, where you see a pile up in the field and guys are getting peeled off. You want to see Trey Waynes at the bottom of one of those so he can show that physicality to stop the run, because that's an important part of any defense. Mike Zimmer wants every one of his defenders to be good against the run. You ask him what he wants out of his defensive ends, he doesn't talk about sacks. He talks about being good against the run. What does he want out of his safeties? He wants sure tacklers who can come up and support the run. So I think that's an expectation they have of Trey Waynes as well, as to be physical against the run.